अभिध्यान समाधि धौतया ध्यानुपश्यन्ति हि तत्त्वम् आत्मनः वदन्ति चैतत् कवयो यथारुचम् स मे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम्। यदंगि अभिध्यान समाधि धौतया ध्यानुपश्यन्ति हि तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत् कवयो यथारुचम् समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम्। यदङ्ग्यभिध्यान समाधि धौतया ध्यानुपश्यन्ति हि तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत् कवयो यथारुचम् समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम्। यदङ्ग्र्यभिध्यान समाधि धौतया ध्यानुपश्यन्ति हि तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत् कवयो यथारुचम् समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम्।
गुड एको बर्ड टू बर्ड मीनिंग यद अंग्री हुज लोटस फीट अभी ध्यान थिंकिंग ऑफ एट एवरी सेकेंड समाधि ट्रांस धौतया बीइंग वॉश्ड ऑफ धिया बाय सच क्लीन इंटेलिजेंस अनुपश्यन्ति
does see by following authorities. He certainly, Tattvam, the absolute truth, Atmanah, of the Supreme Lord and of oneself, Vadanti, they say, Cha, also, Etat, this, Kavayah, philosophers or learned scholars, Yatharucham, as he thinks, Saha, he, me, mine, Mukundah, Lord Krishna, who gives liberation, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Prasidatam, be pleased with me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. It is the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna who gives liberation. By thinking of His lotus feet at every second, following in the footsteps of authorities, the devotee in trance can see the absolute truth. The learned mental speculators, however, think of Him according to their whims. May the Lord be pleased with me. Purport. The mystic yogis, after a strenuous effort to control the senses, may be situated in a trance of yoga just to have a vision of the super soul within everyone. But a pure devotee, simply by remembering the Lord's lotus feet at every second, at once becomes established in real trance, because by such realization, his mind and intelligence are completely cleansed of the diseases of material enjoyment. The pure devotee thinks himself fallen into the ocean of birth and death, and incessantly prays to the Lord to lift him up. He only aspires to become a speck of the transcendental dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. The pure devotee, by the grace of the Lord, absolutely loses all attraction for material enjoyment. And to keep free from contamination, he always thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. King Kulashekara, a great devotee of the Lord, prayed, Krishna Twadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Adyaivame Vishatumana Sarajahamsa Prana Prayana Samayeka Favata Pittai Kantavarodhana Vidhos Maranam Kutaste. My Lord Krishna, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the stems of the lotus feet of your lordship and be locked in their network. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up with cough, how will it be possible to think of you? There is an intimate relationship between the swan and the lotus stem, so the comparison is very appropriate. Without becoming a swan or paramahamsa, one cannot enter into the network of the lotus feet of the Lord. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, the mental speculators, even by dint of learned scholarship, cannot even dream of the absolute truth by speculating over it for eternity. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to such mental speculators. And because they cannot enter into the network stem of the lotus feet of the Lord, all mental speculators differ in conclusions, and at the end they make a useless compromise by saying as many conclusions, as many ways, according to one's own inclination, yatharucham. But the Lord is not like a shopkeeper trying to please all sorts of customers in the mental speculator exchange. The Lord is what He is, the absolute personality of Godhead, and He demands absolute surrender unto Him only. The pure devotee, however, by following the ways of previous acharyas or authorities, can see the Supreme Lord through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master, anupashyanti. The pure devotee never tries to see the Lord by mental speculation, but by following in the footsteps of acharyas, mahajana yena gatasapanta. Therefore, there is no difference of conclusions among the Vaishnava acharyas regarding the Lord and the devotees. Lord Chaitanya asserts that living entity Jiva is eternally the servitor of the Lord, and that he is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. This tattva of Lord Chaitanya is shared by all four sampradayas of the Vaishnava school, all accepting eternal servitude to the Lord even after salvation. And there is no authorized Vaishnava acharya who may think of the Lord and himself as one. This humbleness of the pure devotee who is 100% engaged in his service puts the devotee of the Lord in trance by which to realize everything. Because to the sincere devotee of the Lord reveals himself as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10. The Lord, being the Lord of intelligence in everyone, even the non-devotee, favors his devotee with proper intelligence, so that automatically the pure devotee is enlightened with the factual truth about the Lord and his different energies. The Lord is revealed not by one's speculative power or by one's verbal jugglery over the absolute truth. Rather, he reveals himself to a devotee when he is fully satisfied by the devotee's service attitude. Shukadeva Goswami is not a mental speculator or compromiser of the theory of as many ways, as many conclusions. Rather, he prays to the Lord only, invoking his transcendental pleasure. That is the way of knowing the Lord. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Nagunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation once again. It is the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna who gives liberation. By thinking of his lotus feet at every second, following in the footsteps of authorities, the devotee in trance can see the absolute truth. The learned mental speculators, however, think of him according to their whims. May the Lord be pleased with me. Hare Krishna. So this is a beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2. wherein Shukadeva Goswami is answering the questions of Maharaj Parikshit. As we all know, second canto actually is now focusing on the actual question answers between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. And the first question which Parikshit Maharaj had offered and asked is, what is the ultimate duty of every person and especially of that of a dying man? What should he hear and chant and remember and what he should not do? So this was a question which Parikshit Maharaj asked and reply. Shukadeva Goswami answered that question in different chapters, in the first chapter, second chapter, the third chapter. So we see that how beautifully Shukadeva Goswami is taking his time out to answer in detail the question of Parikshit Maharaj. Having known Parikshit Maharaj's greatness of depending on Krishna, so the sincerity and eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj has led to Shukadeva Goswami, who is a Vairagi, who has no destination as such where he would go next, completely depending on Krishna, being seated on the Vyasasana there for the next 7 days, answering the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. So in the first and second chapter, in third chapter, we see Shukadeva Goswami very beautifully mentions about what is the duty of a dying man. And while saying so, he mentions that how the bhakti yoga process is the highest process which is meant for every living entity. The duty of every person is to perform bhakti yoga, and the duty of a dying man is to think of Krishna through the process of bhakti. Understanding his audience, which was a mixed audience of dhyanis and jnanis, while answering Parikshit Maharaj's question, the first question, Shukadeva Goswami also makes it clear to everyone there that bhakti yoga is the highest process over jnanis, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. And also in chapter number 3 mentions about how bhakti yoga is far better than demigod worship and jnana. So while the first 3 chapters speaks about Parikshit Maharaj's first question and the answer follows, now this 4th chapter has begun with Parikshit Maharaj's another question. Parikshit Maharaj, being on the, in one sense, on the deathbed for the next 7 days, death is going to come. Here is asking a very amazing question. And the fourth chapter begins with Parikshit Maharaj going deep in his consciousness and asking a question on the creation. Parikshit Maharaj asks, give me in details the secondary creation, how it happens, and the primary creation, sarga and visarga. So now after Parikshit Maharaj asked that question, in answer to that question, chapter number 4 is all about prayers which Shukadeva Goswami is offering to his personal Lord, his personal deity, his Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, invoking his blessings before he answers this question. So quite amazing, we are reading verse after verse after verse, the prayers before Shukadeva Goswami is about to speak. Right? And Vyasadeva has taken the pain of writing those prayers to us. See, this is not that Shukadeva Goswami has written his own book and therefore all the prayers are coming. Vyasadeva has written the whole conversation. And he has taken the pain of writing those prayers which Shukadeva Goswami is offering. And then Shukadeva Goswami is about to begin the answer to the question of Parikshit Maharaj. It's quite amazing that why Vyasadeva, first of all, wrote this or explained these prayers in Bhagavatam 4th chapter. And why did Shukadeva Goswami take so long time before answering? He's already begun the Bhagavatam class, right? And between the Bhagavatam class, he is offering prayers. So that's the nature of a pure devotee. For all those who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, guys, the actual answer of Parikshit Maharaj given by Shukadeva Goswami will start from 5th chapter, where he begins the Brahma Narad Samvad. But for the 4th chapter, remainder of the 4th chapter is only offering prayers. And the reason is that he is declaring his dependence on Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see that how the beautiful question of Parikshit Maharaj here is not an ordinary question. He is not asking a query question which is part and parcel of this material world. He is asking a question which is a very serious question, and Sukadeva Goswami knows the seriousness of the question. Lord Sri Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, that this material world is very complex. Where it starts, where it ends, it's compared to Ashwatha tree. It's very difficult to understand. So, the material world is so difficult to understand, what to speak of the whole creation. Brahma's creation is Visarga, and Krishna's creation is Sarga. He creates the element, and from where Brahmaji begins the next part. So, Sukadeva Goswami knows it's not an ordinary question, it's a very difficult question to answer. And therefore, he also knows, only when Krishna empowers, will he able to speak and satisfy Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami is aware of the status of Parikshit Maharaj's devotion, and therefore to make a perfect job, he knows that he wants or he needs to be empowered by Krishna. And feeling that need, he is offering those prayers. So here we can see that generally, in the devotional circle, the dependence on Krishna is very much seen. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport here, the mental speculators depend on their own intelligence, on their own faculties to understand Krishna. So someone who is a mental speculator or a scholar may think, why so much time is going before answering this question? Right? Someone may ask that Sukadeva Goswami is why beating around the bush, right? It's in English, beating around the bush. But Sukadeva Goswami is not beating around the bush. He is running around the bush. Bush is Kunja and is looking for Kunja Vihari. Right? He is not beating around the bush. He is trying to understand and pray to Krishna to answer this question. And therefore the response so far after Parikshit Maharaj's question is only prayers. Only prayers. So we see that this is not just in the case of Parikshit Maharaj. This is the case of every Vaishnava Acharya. When you lift Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is only prayers. Vande Gurun Ish Bhaktan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions about offering prayers and Dandavat Pranams, obeisance to Vande Gurun, all my spiritual masters, Shiksha and Diksha Gurus, Ish Bhaktan. And then he goes on from the first verse till 43rd verse, he is only offering prayers and begging mercy from each and every personality of Godhead's different incarnations or the Lord's devotees. Why? Because it's the nature of a devotee to be always depending on Krishna. It is not like he is putting a facade, he is putting a drama there. It's actually his love for Krishna is coming out. It is quite natural for a devotee to depend on Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his classes, in one class he gave on, that was in USA and there was US Independence Day. Prabhupada mentions, Independence Day means to declaring one's dependence on Krishna. So for ordinary devotees, sadhakas, they have to declare once in a blue moon. But for a pure devotee, it's a regular process. Surrendering to Krishna is a regular process in pure devotee's life. I remember many years back, we went on Vrindavan Yatra. And Isolina Sadhanath Maharaj was giving a class in Bhandirvan. And then he mentioned, this is the most important place in the whole of universe. One should offer sincere prayers here at Bhandirvan. So after the class was over, then one very senior devotee got a chance to meet Maharaj. He said, Maharaj, just 3 days back in the Yatra when we went, we were on this another place. And there also you mentioned, Maharaj, this is the most important place in the universe. One should offer sincere prayers. So Maharaj, which is the most important place? The 3 days ago, that place or this place? So Maharaj said, today for you, this is the most important place. Why? Because today is the opportunity to surrender. 3 days ago when the opportunity came, maybe you didn't surrender, now surrender. So for a pure devotee, it's a day-to-day surrender. It's not just during initiation or 1st January, 31st December, or a particular date, or his own birthday, whatever it may be. Not a day to surrender, it's a daily surrender. And therefore, that feeling naturally comes out when a pure devotee, he is reciting or speaking about Krishna. Mukam karoti vachalam pangu langayati girim. Yeah, right? That is the mood that I can't speak, but by your mercy, Guru, Gurudev, I can speak. Mukam karoti vachalam. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes in beautiful Bengali, Mukam kavita karo, kare. One who is not able to speak, he will do kavita, phrase, poetry. And andha tara gane. One who is blind, he will be able to count the stars. And he says, pangu shaila parakare. One who is lame, he will be able to cross shaila, parvat, mountains. And that's how everyone feels. The pure devotee feels genuinely from his heart that he is unable to render anything, but by mercy of Krishna he can do that. And this is very prominently seen here also in Sukadeva Goswami's personal attitude. So, in this particular chapter, especially from 12th verse onwards, where Sukadeva Goswami is offering prayers to Supreme Personality of Godhead, from 12th to 18th verse, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking about offering of obeisance to the Lord. Tasmai Subhadra, Tasmai Subhadra, Shavase Namo Namaha. My obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of God. That's what he is mentioning in every verse. My obeisances unto the Lord. From 19th and 23rd verse, now he is going the next stage. He is saying, may the Lord be pleased with me. Prasidaram me Bhagavan Satam Pati. So Lord be pleased with me. And then we see that how eventually after offering all these prayers, then Sukadeva Goswami begins the narration of how the same question Narad Muni had asked Brahmaji and what Brahmaji replied. So in the 19th verse, in this section of where Sukadeva Goswami is saying, may Lord be pleased with me. In the 19th verse, we see that how Sukadeva Goswami is saying that, Lord, you are the super soul and supreme Lord of every realized soul, of all Vedas personified, of all religious scriptures, of even Brahma and Shiva, your supreme personality, Godhead, their Lord. In the 20th verse, then he says, the last verse, where in 10th yesterday very beautifully gave a class, Lord, you are the protector, Pati, of everyone. You are protector of not just living entities, but even opulences, protector of prosperity, sacrifices, citizens of all nations, planets. Prasidatam Bhagavan Satam Pati. And today in this verse, 21st, Sukadeva Goswami says, O Lord, you are the giver of liberation. And he mentions that one can see the Lord not just by mental speculation, but by meditating on the Lord's lotus feet and by following in the footsteps of great authorities. By doing so, that Lord which is so difficult to get is easily achievable by mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this theme, which is now in this verse, goes on till the last verse of this chapter, till 25th verse. In the next chapter, then, we will see that how Sukadeva Goswami begins the samvad, Brahma Narada samvad. So this exclusive dependence of on Krishna is the natural inclination of every pure devotee. They speak about it, they hear about it, but they also feel about it. We find in so many examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam where this thing comes out very much prominently about the dependence aspect of the Lord. If we find wherever we travel across and hear about Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees, the relationship between devotee and Krishna is exclusively dependence on Krishna. Recently I was in Bangalore and then I went to this place called as Madhyaranga. So I found a very beautiful story there that we all know Srirangam. Srirangam is in the south of India in Tamil Nadu, on the banks of river Kaveri. So Kaveri Mata, Mother Kaveri River, she forms an island around Srirangam where Lord is beautifully reclining, sleeping posture, and he's staying there for many, many years, thousands of years now. And Kaveri Mata once, she was got a fortune of being very close to Ranganath Swami. So she prayed that, oh Lord, I have come, descended here just to serve you. But, O Lord, I depend on your mercy. I see that as I flow in on this earth planet, many people come and deposit their sins. So, by taking their sins, I may get impure. I may not be able to perform, and tomorrow my devotional service unto you will be very much affected. So kindly keep me always in a pure form. So Lord then promises her that don't worry, the place where you originate till the place you leave, from top to bottom the place, origin and the place where you leave, go to the ocean, I will be always there with you. And to commemorate that whole thing, at the origin there is Adiranga, and in between there is Madhyaranga, and Sriranga is Antiranga. So here we see that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always very happy to serve that devotee who is exclusively depending on Krishna. There are so many instances in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in other scriptures. Recently we were in Jagannath Puri Yatra, and I got a chance to visit some few places, and I saw this theme lingers in the life of every pure devotee. Whether it is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime with respect to Haridas Thakur, Sarvam Bhattacharya, or whether it is Lord Jagannath's pastimes with Indradyumna Maharaj or other associates. The whole theme is based on exclusively depending on Krishna. In a Jagannath Puri temple, this beautiful story comes of Lord Jagannath, how he manifests as Daru Brahma. And we went to Gundicha, for Gundicha temple is now closed. But someone told me that Gundicha is the very place where the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra were carved. That's the place where Indradyumna Maharaj arranged for carving of those logs of Brahma, Daru Brahma, which came floating in the ocean. So as the deities are carved there, so the locals call this as a place, the birthplace of Lord Jagannath. And definitely the deity is Snan Purnima, when Lord was born in that form. So when Lord was manifested in the form of Daru Brahma, the whole episode of Lord appearing in this material world as Jagannath is because of the great eagerness of Indradyumna Maharaj to serve Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath, when he was cowed, and Indradyumna Maharaj initially was very unhappy that because of his impatience, the Lord's form was not full, not actually manifested, but then Lord Jagannath said, this is the actual form which I want to manifest in this world. And Lord Jagannath told Indradyumna Maharaj, I am pleased with your devotion. Please ask what you want. A devotee of the Lord has Lord with him, so he doesn't want anything else to ask. But understanding that the Lord may have difficulty, see the whole consciousness of a devotee is thinking of the welfare of the Lord. Right? Generally, we always aspire that Lord should look after our welfare. But a pure devotee is always working on the welfare of the Lord. So he told Lord Jagannath, you please give me benediction, a boon, that I may have no children. Because tomorrow my descendants, my vanshaj, they should not claim that Jagannath is my father's property. And therefore this Jagannath is our apnaya. So then when he asked that benediction, even Lord Jagannath was thinking, how great my devotees are, that they can dare to ask such a boon also. Generally people go to Krishna to ask boons to getting children. And here he's saying, I don't want any children, no one should claim any right over you. So Lord Jagannath had to fulfill his desire. So fulfill his desire, but Lord Jagannath is so personal that when he saw Gundicha is the wife of Indradyumna Maharaj, he could feel in her heart there is a small pain that, I may not have a child. So immediately while addressing the moon and granting the boon of Indradyumna Maharaj, Lord Jagannath simultaneously granted another boon to Gundicha, that, O Mother Gundicha, now that you may not have any child, but don't worry, I'll become your son. From today onwards, I am your son. And just like a son, no matter where he goes in the world, he always comes to meet his mother. So I'll make it a point that every year, wherever I am, I will come to your place. This place is basically the whole place where Jagannath was cowed. Was built initially by Gundicha into a small structure so that the deities can be carved there. So this place will be named after you. This temple will be named after you, Gundicha temple. And every year, your son, wherever he is, he will come to you and come and stay here for 7 days or 8 days. So this is another meaning of Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is Lord Jagannath coming to Sundarachal, Vrindavan Dham to participate in pastimes of Srimati Radha and Gopis, and also simultaneously fulfilling another benediction given to Gundicha Mata, that how she is not worried that Lord will come her and personally spend time with her. So another example of exclusively depending on Krishna. One more beautiful pastime in Jagannath temple is that of the Neera Chakra, the beautiful chakra which is on the top of the Lord Jagannath's temple. How did Neera Chakra came there on top? We always find Sudarshan Chakra is very close to the Lord. You know, Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, and there is beautiful Sudarshan Chakra as a log of wood next to Jagannathji. How that beautiful Sudarshan Chakra went on top of that Neera Chakra? So, it is said that when Lord Jagannath's temple was made and he was beautifully welcomed or installed there, it is said that at that time, during Indradyumna Maharaj's time, those days, the ocean waves were actually hitting the walls of Jagannath temple. It was actually built on the ocean beach. And there are different references why the ocean came so close. The reason was that Lord Jagannath's wife is Lakshmi Mata, and Lakshmi Devi is, she has come from the churning of the ocean. And therefore it is said that the ocean felt that she is my daughter and Jagannath is my son-in-law. So therefore I have all the opportunity to come close to Jagannath and take his association. So the ocean came closer to Jagannath temple, and the ocean was actually hitting the waves, or hitting the wall of Jagannath temple. Now the ocean was creating a lot of sound that time. And Jagannath had to tolerate Lord Jagannath, because Lakshmi Devi's father is there, so how can he speak against father-in-law? So he tolerated, but Balaramji could not tolerate. Balaramji was thinking, what is this? Your father-in-law is making so much sound. Night also is not allowing us to sleep. Subhadra. So Balaramji was very annoyed with Jagannath. You are not speaking anything, your father-in-law. Jagannath was in fix. Should I address the concern of Balaramji, or should I consider Lakshmi Devi also? So finally, Subhadra Devi opened her beautiful lotus mouth and said, you have to do something. Even I am troubled. My sleep is getting disturbed here. Now, Jagannath wanted to do something without annoying Lakshmi. So that time, Jagannath took his Sudarshan Chakra and he threw it towards the ocean. So when Sudarshan Chakra, understanding the heart of Jagannath, took the ocean a little far away, and the Sudarshan Chakra exactly fell in a place beyond which the ocean could not come in. That place today also available. Today we can go and see Chakra Tirtha, Lord, actually through Jagannath, through Chakri's Chakra. So now the things were resolved, that now ocean was very far away. But now ocean god became very annoyed now, that how can someone throw me out like this? I am a very important person. And just throwing a chakra and throw me away just because Balaram and Subhadra doesn't want me. So from that place where chakra was staying, ocean, even though could not come closer, was making much more loud now noise, which was now reaching Jagannath temple. So now Balaramji was thinking, this is too much. We drew him away, but yet he is making more loud noise, just so that we will disturb. So Balaramji was annoyed, Subhadra Devi was annoyed, and that time Jagannathji decided, now I have to ask for another devotee who can help me in this. So Jagannathji summoned Hanumanji to come there. So Hanumanji came flying to Lord Jagannath from Ayodhya, and Lord Jagannath said, now you have to be here in my temple and make sure that this sound of ocean god is not coming to this temple. So Hanumanji is now, I think it's north door, north gate, the behind gate, where Hanumanji actually stood there, west gate. And from there, Hanumanji, with his powerful ears, he absorbed all the sound of ocean, kind of create a vacuum there, you know. And therefore, because Hanumanji had the power from using his ears to kind of suction all the sound, therefore that Hanuman is called as Kanphata Hanuman. From his ears, he had sucked all the sound from the ocean sound. So in this way, Hanumanji was now there. Hanumanji remained there. To cut the whole big story short, but Chakra was thinking, I was with the Lord Jagannath, and now I am so far away, near the ocean. What should I do? So he prayed to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, I have done my service, but something like, please help me. How can I serve you? I have to be next to you. So Lord Jagannath understood the great devotional service of Chakra, of how Chakra has always been a prime importance place for Lord in his pastimes. Even now if you go to South India, you'll find Lord in Chaturbhuja Rupa, having Chakra in his hand, almost all the temples. And sometimes there are some deities called Prayoga Chakra, where the deity is having Chakra in like this, instead of holding like this, that means now he's going to release it now. Prayoga Chakra. So those deities are more famous than the deities of holding Chakra. So Chakra has played a very vital role in Lord's pastime. So Lord immediately told Chakra that, since you did a beautiful service of staying so far away from me, I'll make sure that you will get credit for this service. And therefore Lord lifted Chakra from there and put him on the top of this dome. And he said, now you'll be there on top of the dome, and first everyone will take your darshan and they will come to me. And even though some people may not be able to come to me, but just by taking your darshan, they will get benefit of taking my darshan. So the Chakra was put on top of the temple by Lord Jagannath himself. Now Hanumanji was here, and as you know, Hanumanji was waiting for nice prasadam to come to him. So what happened is, Hanumanji would get every day rice prasadam, rice dal, which he would enjoy, but then he wanted special prasadam which he would get in Ayodhya from Lord Ram's lotus hands. So he was missing that. So one day Hanumanji flew away. And that day, the ocean came inside. So Jagannath was thinking, hey, where is Chakra? Where is Hanumanji? So then they realized that Hanumanji has gone away. So Hanumanji was told, now you have to stay here and we'll offer you laddus also. Meanwhile, because Chakra has not have gone away from that place, even Chakra is still there, but now we have kept him on the top of the temple. So now I warned you, Jagannath said, that you shift from here. Also, expand yourself and stand near the ocean shore. So that's how the Bedi Hanuman deity has come from Kanfata Hanuman. The original pastime happened in the temple of Lord Jagannath. So I was just recollecting that how the pure devotee of the Lord, here also we can see that exclusively dependence on the Lord is seen here. Where their activities, their kaya, manasa, vacha, body, mind and words are utilized for serving Krishna. And while serving Krishna, they depend on Krishna for every ounce of energy they use for that service. Here in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada beautifully mentions in the end, that the way to know the Lord, that is the way of knowing the Lord. What is the way of knowing the Lord? The way of knowing the Lord is to offer prayers for mercy and render service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the ways of authorities. So if we find here in this particular wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam purport here, Srila Prabhupada is focusing on how a devotee of the Lord, he very much in his Krishna consciousness depends on Krishna and tries to serve Krishna, and in reciprocation Krishna comes and grants an audience to him in due course of time. In this case, here we can see that how, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, this humbleness of the pure devotee who is 100% engaged in his service puts the devotee of the Lord in a trance by which to realize everything. Because to a sincere devotee of the Lord reveals himself, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Srila Prabhupada says, while the mental speculators are trying their best to fathom the deep or the deep knowledge of the Supreme Lord through their mental speculations, but a pure devotee of the Lord, instead of relying on their mental faculties, rely on the devotional faculty of serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna, and offering service, following in the footsteps of great authorities. And by doing so, then one day they are able to see Krishna. So Shukdev Goswami here is teaching a very valuable lesson for all devotees, that Krishna consciousness We depend on Krishna more than our own efforts, and while depending on Krishna, then we eventually please Krishna and realize Krishna. So, continuing this series of verses, Sukadeva Goswami now will continue glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a few more verses, and finally in chapter 5th, chapter 5, Sukadeva Goswami will answer Parikshit Maharaj's question by speaking about the conversations of Brahma and Narada Muni. So you find here, the last one, last point here is that one should not think that chapter number 5 starts, the answer starts from chapter number 5, but actually answer has already begun. Because the part of answer of every devotee, of every pure devotee, is also the introduction which he offers. I see many times when we have big lectures, yatras, and if after 1.5 hours, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj may say, so now I will begin my class. The introduction is over. But the class introduction was itself it's an important class for all of us. Why is it so? Because anything which is done by a pure devotee, big or small, is also a part of a learning lesson for sadhakas like us. So therefore, Vyasadeva has very intelligently and very strategically has planned this prayer verses, which are numbering around 15 to 20 in this chapter, which is part of the process of answering Parikshit Maharaj's question. And finally, then he is narrating the conversation of Brahmaji and Narad Muni. Sulandia, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.